Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I work with Members First Credit Union. I'm actually contacting you on behalf of one of our cardholders who's inquiring about two transactions they don't recognize. Is this something you can assist me with by chance?
Yes, ma'am. May I start out by getting that customer's zip code to see if I can locate the account?
Yep, 48624.
I do thank you for that. And may you provide me with the customer's first and last name, please?
Yep, the first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y. Last name is Dennison. D is in David, E is in Edward, N is in Nancy, I, S is in Sam, O, N is in Nancy.
I do thank you for that information. Give me a minute to see if I can locate this account associated with her, okay? I didn't pull up an account associated with her from that zip code. Is there anyone else's name that's associated on that account it could be under?
I do not believe so. If possible, I can provide you the first six and last four of the card.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with the first six?
Yep, 551814.
Let's see if I can do the first six.
Okay.
I was able to locate her account for her. For security purposes, can you please verify the city and state that she resides in?
Gladwin, Michigan.
Is it listed under Harrison, Michigan?
Well, it looks like she's got two addresses here. Yep, there's one for a P.O. box and then one for Harrison.
Okay.
Looks like she's got two of them.
I pulled her up under the one that's located in Harrison, Michigan. Give me one second, please.
Okay.
Alrighty, I was able to locate that account for her, and I do see back on June the 27th that she did pay $5.74, and that is for the shipping and handling. She actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. That $5.74 deposit that she paid was for her shipping and handling fee to ensure if she was the winner of that particular item that the shipping and handling was already paid for so she could receive her item. The $56.95 that she is being billed for is they are providing her 10 entries each month. Each month that she's enrolled in there, that $56.95 that they are charging her ensures that she has 10 entries into that sweepstakes to have a chance to be the winner of that KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. And then, I'm so sorry, did you say the $56.95, that was the membership to keep
right.
enrolling her?
Keeping
in
her
in, raffles? Okay.
Right. That keeps
okay,
her
I apologize.
Enrolled.
I zoned out for a quick minute.
No, that keeps her enrolled into being having a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. It provides her with 10 entries automatically each month. As long as she wants to pay that $56.95, then it keeps her, it provides her with 10 entries into that sweepstakes to have a chance to be the winner of that mixer.
Okay. Now, since these are under her name and information, are either of those able to be refunded by chance?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get her canceled out of that.
Okay.
And I will issue the refunds back to her, okay?
Okay. And that was refunds for both of the transactions?
Yes, ma'am. Alrighty, I successfully gone in there and actually got her canceled, and both of those refunds will go back to her account. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for it to post back to the account, but I do have the cancellation number if you'd like to take it down in reference for her.
Absolutely. I'm ready for more.
All right. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-815-544.
Okay, perfect. And you said
Alrighty.
Your name was Joyce?
Correct, J-O-Y-C-E.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your help today, Joyce. I do
appreciate
it.
Oh, you're more than
time.
Welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.